back. The king of all men is back. I told you, I went away. But now I'm back to stay, oh no. And what will I do? 'Cause I will entertain you. I'm here today, you know why? Oh yeah, I'm gonna have my way. I won and Billy West lost. It's my podcast now. And what will I do? 'Cause I will entertain you. Get what I'm saying? Billy West podcast, my butt. How you doing? Love it. Love that music. It's my own theme. It's gonna make you scream, baby. Play, Magic Fingers. All right. Don't overdo it. Come on, cut this. I gotta talk. I've got stuff to say. Cut it out. Pull it down. What?
What's that with the new theme song? It sucked.
You're pretty crappy.
What? I'll have you know that that's the official anthem of my hometown back in India.
I'm gonna tell you something right now, man. It's weak. Why don't you get something with some cojones? Something that rocks, like Led Zeppelin. Hey, mama said the way you groove, gonna make you sweat, gonna make you groove.
Okay, you through effing around now? Announcer, can you give me the official intro as we rehearsed, please?
Welcome to the new Billy West podcast, starring new permanent host, Gyroz.
Hiyo.
You know, this is the proof of the power of positive thinking. It was just the other day I was saying, gee, I'd like to be the host of this show, and bam, look at me now. I'm the host of this show. Who says there isn't a god with eight arms?
You're the king of all men.
You got that right. And stop being a pill.
Hiyo.
Look, I'm going to break it down for everybody. We're an interesting and fun show with the emphasis on fun. This show is not a sleeping pill. I'm not boring. The other shows. Psst. Guess what thing happened to me that didn't happen to me today? Good morning, everybody. It just wears you down. Oh, look at him sleeping. Cute little pile of junk. What kind of jolly joker are you?
I thought it was a funny joke.
What, pretending to be asleep? You think that's funny? Can you please contribute something to this podcast? Damn it.
I chose an on-air name.
Wonderful. What is it?
The Dude. They know I'm badass.
Follow this thing, will you? Guess whose show this is, and guess who's going to be doing all the talking?
Hi-yo.
What does that even mean, hi-yo?
Hi is a greeting, and yo is street slang for hey you.
Then what happened?
Why are you busting my ball bearings?
All right, this is not so substantial. Do you understand me? A show should have a beginning, a middle, and an end, not three middles or three beginnings like the other show used to be with that Billy, what's his name?
So what kind of substance are we talking about?
I'm glad you brought that up. Okay, for instance, the new segment I want to introduce is Low-Fat Yoga with Gyroz, a program I myself designed to help with calming and relaxation. But first, a word from our new sponsor, by the way, another change I've implemented for the new format.
It's time to make some money.
Ghee, your final butter. Do you know what ghee is? No, it's not a French hockey player from Montreal, silly. It's spelled G-H-E-E. Ghee, plain and simple, is butter. A staple of cooking in India. And on the level of importance, it's about 8 notches above cardamom. Ghee, your one stop for all your butter needs, including for when you die.
What do you mean, Tyrod?
You know, before I tell you, I love when your voice goes up, almost like trying to imitate a human being. Now I'm going to tell you, the undertakers in India got it easy. They don't have to de-gut you or fill you with chemicals. All they have to do is smear you in ghee, light you on fire, and set you afloat on the gooey, greasy Ganges. Ghee, now it comes in 3 flavors, clarified, rancid, and honey. Do us both a favor and go on out and get some ghee, will you? And remember, if you don't use it now, you'll need it later.
Time now for low-fat yoga with Gyroj.
We have many callers.
Hello. Welcome to low-fat yoga with Gyroj.
Hello. I'm a little nervous.
Don't be nervous. Just give it a whirl.
I have a question.
There are no questions, just answers. And for you, low-fat yoga with Gyroj TM, which means trademark, not transcendental meditation, is the answer.
Oh, really?
Look, just calm down. Don't get hysterical. Just follow my instructions.
You got it.
First of all, I can sense all of your problems are in your pancreas. I don't know what it does, but I know what it doesn't do. And it plays no part in calming you down. Got that?
But wait, you just said...
Look, back down. I'm getting to that. Now we have to wake up the pancreas and tell it to join the fight to help eliminate stress. You follow? Otherwise, it's just sitting there doing nothing except its real job.
Oh, okay.
Now, while your mind is following me in these actions, you have to lay down on your stomach. And now, put your legs behind you. And feel them elongating, where you can actually pull them up your back. Yes, pull, stretch. It's easy.
I got you, but...
That's right, keep going. Very good. Now the object of this whole exercise is to pull your feet straight up and over your shoulders, so that now they are in front of you at the nape of your neck. Feel it?
I'm doing it, but it's a little hard, you know. Ow!
Hold on, young miss. Wait a minute. You don't have to strain yourself. You're opening your mind. The body will follow. Think rubber band. Boing, boing.
Ow!
What do you mean, ow?
I think I really hurt myself.
Well, you know, the more you do it, the easier it becomes.
No, I think I really hurt myself. I'm going to sue you.
Oops, we lost the call.
We have another caller on the line.
Hello, Elo, you're here with Gyroj.
Hey, Gyroj, you know who this is?
Why don't we just pretend I don't know? Are you a short, dumb-looking guy with glasses?
Oh, come on, cut the crap. You know who I am. It's Jim Gomez.
Jim Gomez. Do I know you? Are you in my contacts? Let me see. Jim Gomez, J-Go. Wasn't that your on-air sobriquet? You know, your nickname, your moniker, your nom de plume?
Hey, man, that yoga segment was pretty horrible.
Wait, hold on. I'm a podcast psychic, and there's 2 men there. I'm seeing a bee, a boo, Bilbo, Billy. Oh, that's right. And I see a job. Thinko, where's the sound effects?
Okay.
You see, friends, I'm psychic. Now, if Dr. Drew's wife is psychic, I am as well. Oh, and you want your job back, is that correct? By the way, I do have 100% accuracy. I predict you'll be off the air in 1 second.
Isn't it time for another sponsor?
Yes, you're correct. This next segment is brought to you by India's first and foremost automobile, the Hindustan Ambassador. Ambassador. We stopped making it so you wouldn't have to drive it. The Hindustan. You might as well get buried in it because you'll most likely die in it.
Hey, Gyroj, what about this big interview we've been hearing about?
Yeah, your super secret celebrity interview. Let's hear it.
What? Wait a minute. Wait. I thought I just hung up on you 2 clowns.
Okay, how about this? Jettison stage left.
RJ, I think you're full of it. There's no big interview. Admit it. Come on, why won't you be honest?
Why won't this thing hang up?
Hey man, watch it. That's no way to treat a board. Have some respect.
Vigo, what is wrong with this thing?
It's not analog.
What's wrong with these damn buttons?
Hey, Jairaj. Hey, Jairaj.
Shut up.
Hey, Jairaj.
What?
Well, there's two things you should know. One, you don't know how to operate that board. And two, you see that glowing green button at the top and the purple switch on the lower right?
Yeah, what of it?
Okay, whatever you do, don't touch them at the same time.
Look, don't you tell me what I can and cannot do.
Jairaj, I'm just saying there's a short in the board. I tried to get it fixed, but the boss was too cheap. Anyway, there's a lot of power going through that board, so I'm just saying, be careful.
Hey, Jairaj, I bet that interview doesn't really exist.
I wish you didn't exist.
It better exist. That little production cost me a fortune.
Come on, King of Nothing. Let's hear it.
All right, all right, all right! You want it? You got it!
Jairaj, Jairaj, Jairaj.
Yeah, let's hear it, because your other crap has sucked so far.
Oh, ye of little faith. Hold on. Let me get it. It's right here. I got a new briefcase, and I can't find a lot of stuff in it.
What the heck is that?
Oh, this is my new solid-state cassette recorder I brought all the way from India.
What's a cassette player?
It was a portable recording device that was popular in the 1970s.
What are you talking about? Never mind, let me hear it.
Vegas, baby. Here I am, Jairaj, at the Rio Casino Theater in Las Vegas. And the reason I'm whispering is because I was sworn to secrecy about this interview, otherwise I couldn't get in. You know how it works with these big celebrities. But I don't mind telling you right now that I'm trembling because I'm going to get an interview with... Get ready for it. You ready? Get ready. The star of Stage and Magic. The Harrier Houdini. Penn. Huh? The other star of the Penn and Teller show. Huh? Huh? So who's the king of all podcasts now? All right. Let's do this.
Hello?
Ben, is that you?
No, man.
I'm here to interview Penn Jillette.
Who are you?
I'm Jairaj.
Access denied.
I'm Jairaj from the Billy West podcast.
Really? Hold on.
As you just heard, I'm about to get in, and I was told to hold, and so I'm holding on.
Are you Billy West?
No, I'm Jairaj.
Access denied.
Look, the Jairaj has announced that he was coming here to do an interview with Penn, so please open the door and let me get on with this.
No, fuck off.
What? All right, I'll just go around to the back door. These people don't know who they're dealing with. I am a force of one, single-pointed concentration. Yeah, I know that once Penn knows I'm here, that's the game changer. All right, here I am at the backstage door. The performance entrance. I know it is because it has that light bulb that has the alloyed cage around it, plus a giant lit-up sign that says, "Quiet, please." What do you know? The door is open. I'm going in. It said I need to be quiet, so I'm being real quick. Ow! God damn it! I can cut that part out. Don't worry about it. Hey, folks, here's someone coming right now. Hello? Where can I find Penn?
Why, man?
I'm here to record a podcast interview.
Penn doesn't usually get here for another 5 hours.
Oh, bollocks. My bus leaves in 45 minutes. Oh, this sucks. There must be somebody else I can interview that knows him.
Well, why don't you talk to one of the musicians in his band in there?
I'm on to something. Penn and Teller Music Rehearsal Room. Perfect. I'm going right in there now, and I'm going to do an interview. Hey, I'm Jairaj, and what is... Are you a musician or something?
I'm in the Penn and Teller Show. I'm actually not in the Pentatonix show.
You'd play with a duo.
Before the show, I play with a Mike Jones duo.
Right, do you mind speaking up a little bit?
I play with a Mike Jones duo.
Oh, okay, Mike Jones duo.
Yeah.
And they're really good. I mean, you're really good. I don't know much about the bass, but the care and feeding of a pink bass.
Yeah, it's carbon fiber, helicopters.
Carbon fiber? When do I write these things down? Wish I had my iPad. So bass has four strings.
Yeah, yeah, more strings.
Beautiful.
That's
beautiful.
Guitar, too many, man. You know, bass players, man, some of them play five string. That's a banjo, man.
Tell me who those people are.
People play with five strings?
Yes.
People that play, yeah, bands like that you just said, yeah.
Ah.
Like, yes.
I see. You mean like...
Yes.
Chuck Rainey?
Yes. Yes, plays with five strings.
Super bass?
Yes.
Steve Howe?
Yes.
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 I've heard of him, yes.
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 Plays in yes.
But we're saying yes a lot, or you are.
Yes.
Why are you saying that?
That's the name of the band, man.
Yes?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
Then yes.
Yes. Man.
Good God. Penn Jillette, what is he all about?
Well, you know, he's the, we do our show. We play bass.
I know that.
And then he comes on after, does a little magic show, man.
I know.
Does a little magic show.
I know those things.
He's a magician.
But what I'm trying to get at is there a seamy... seedy side to this guy? I mean, he's just... We only know a couple of things about him. Or at least I do.
What do you know about him, man?
I know that he came from Greenfield or some place like that.
Yeah.
Massachusetts.
Yeah, that's where he's from, yeah.
Right. You must know something. You see him before the show?
I see him.
After the show?
Yeah.
What do you talk about? What does he talk about?
He does... He talks a lot about his personal relationship with Jesus.
Really?
He's a very religious man.
Fascinating.
Very religious man.
I sort of had that feeling. There's too much overkill about his feelings about religion as Penn Jillette, the persona.
Methinks he doth protest too much, man.
You know, I do too.
Yeah.
I like having you here. I think you're probably more interesting than he is.
Well, he is. He can fly under his own power.
He can?
Yeah. He's pretty good at that.
Boy.
He flies in.
Like a pigeon.
Not like
people make
pigeon.
Fun of our lowly pigeon, but they can fly under their own power and we can't.
They don't have arms. Bothers me, man.
So Penn is part pigeon.
Penn has arms and Penn can also fly under his own power.
I like that, but I want to get to some dirt, if you
okay,
know what I mean.
Dirt.
I mean, some dirt. You know, I know he lives out in the middle of the desert.
Oh, I thought you knew about
in
the pigeons.
In Sin City, Las Vegas.
I thought you knew about the pigeons, man.
The pigeons?
Yeah.
What about them?
Well, he lives with pigeons.
Pigeons?
Yeah, you know,
those
magicians call them doves.
Dirty, filthy doves.
Doves, but magicians call them. They're pigeons. Like Mike Tyson.
That's pigeons wearing their Sunday best.
He and Mike Tyson, you know, hang out with pigeons. They're pigeon guys.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I do need to ask you, though. You keep
Iron
avoiding...
Mike, Penn, they hang out with pigeons.
But that's not dirty. It's not... It's not licentious. Pigeons are not licentious.
They're not. They're dirty birds. They're dirty, dirty things. Pigeons and Jesus.
Pigeons and Jesus?
Mm-hmm.
Jesus?
Mm-hmm.
I thought that he didn't believe in any of that stuff.
He believes in pigeons.
There's no pigeon Bible, so you could know anything about them.
There is a pigeon Bible, man.
There is?
Yeah.
I like that riff.
It's Audubon.
Audubon.
Yeah, Audubon.
As in the bird society.
Yeah.
Audubon. You know, say what you want about the Germans, but leave my Hitler alone.
You're a big Hitler fan.
You know, I mean, I'm astute. I'm not a big Hitler fan, but I tell you who I think is.
Who?
Billy West Podcast. .com.
I've seen Billy with the swastika, the dancing.
Really?
He and Penn dance together around a fire wearing swastikas.
Tell me, I mean, my knowledge of black magic is that it's powdered roots and cigarette butts and dice and chicken bones.
He made a deal with Satan to be able to do the magic. You know, some of the magic they do is real, man.
That's interesting. Now, tell me about this Penn. Is the unpleasantness real? You know, I've heard he's kind of a coarse person.
He's a very unpleasant person.
He has ADHD.
Mm-hmm. Billy, too.
Oh, well, both of them.
Have you heard the two of them talk to each other?
No.
No, they don't even finish, ever finish a sentence. They just interrupt each other back and forth.
Really?
Yeah, one says Heil and the other says Hitler.
Have you ever been to India?
I've been to India.
You have been to India. Isn't it beautiful?
No, not where I was.
Well, you weren't near the Ganges and you've never seen the Ganges?
I was in the Ganges. I was actually...
That's beautiful. I don't even know what you're saying.
I boated on the Ganges and it was disgusting.
I've driven on the Ganges. Now, I understand Penn is a writer. How do you feel about all these books Penn has written?
He's written a bunch of books. Bunch of books.
He has.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't mean anything here. Now, let's get back to you. What's it like to play Vegas?
You know, one other act in Vegas had live music before they came out.
Real?
One other act in Vegas. You know who that was?
Fascinating.
Sinatra. What?
Sinatra.
Sinatra had live music. Penn and Teller have live music. And there, the similarity between Penn and Teller and Sinatra ends.
I like Sinatra. When somebody loves you, it's no good unless he loves you. See, I'm a fan. All the way. Love and tractors, love and tractors. I've got you under my house. I mean, was anybody as cool as Mr. S, old Blue Eyes?
I was about to say that, Dylan did a Sinatra record. Have you heard the Dylan Sinatra record?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, well, it's
this is folk music's Bob Dylan.
Folk music's Bob Dylan, yeah. It's all the stuff from what Sinatra called his suicide album. And Dylan did actually only, I guess, 13 have come out, but he did 26 songs from that Sinatra period. Dylan singing.
That's really interesting. Look at the time. You know, I'm going to have to end this here. I'm sorry, but I've got a bus to catch. I thank you for being here. Do you have a name by any chance? Forgive my ignorance.
No. Names are out, man.
They are out.
Yeah. Names is just a new way to, label people. Names are, they label people, man.
They do label people. I really like talking to you. I really do.
I'm just going to put my bass over here.
Do you have a last name?
I don't have any name, man. It's labels.
I wanted to ask you more about Penn, and I...
See, here it is. He is Penn. It's the worst thing I can say about a man. You want dirt? He is Penn.
Well, thank you, Mr.
There's no Mr., man. That's a label.
That's a label. Senor.
I don't like that either. That's a label, man.
Wow. Thanks for playing. Say hi to Penn for me. And, really, it was great.
You bum! I don't believe this. If this is all you got for the new format, we're in trouble!
That was the big, super secret interview? That?
Pretty underwhelming, big guy.
Oh, well, we'll talk about that later, but how about another sponsor spot? Pruno, it's not just for prisoners anymore.
Shut up! We need some of that old format back. Something like a song demolition. What about that? Can't you do something like that?
Yeah.
You know, we might be willing to help you with that. What do you say, Jago?
Sure, why not? I mean, he only crushed my balls, of course, but I can't forgive him for that. But I guess we could help out a fellow podcaster in need on one condition.
Like what?
You see those three red cables coming out of the top patch bay?
Yes.
Okay, well, repatch those into the lower patch bay, the one labeled direct foam patch.
Okay, hey, it sounds great. Gyraj?
All right, fine. If I can't get you two sea urchins off this podcast, I will show you how it's done, starting with your lousy idea of analyzing songs, this song demolition. Only I'll do something poignant, something with substance, something that gives you some weight.
Okay, sounds good. What do you got?
Do you even understand what I'm saying? I want to do it different, more heavier. Something that makes you think and moves you to some kind of emotion. Not like those candy-ass ballads that you play all the time. I mean, you know what I mean.
Yeah, I think I do. So what do you got?
All right, hey, I already came up with the theme and the new approach. You want me to do everything?
Jim, have you got something for this new themed song demolition segment?
Yeah, sure, I think so. Let me look through these crates over here. Hold on. What are we looking for? Okay, hold on.
It needs to be heavy.
Flipping, hold on.
Oh, you mean like heavy metal?
Oh, no, not heavy metal. I hope you're not wasting a lot of time thinking about why I have a job and you don't.
I don't know what you're talking about, and it's not entertaining.
It's manifest destiny. It's imminent domain.
Let's see, Puff Daddy, Screaming Lord, Such, The Shags, no, Manila Vanilli, William Shatner. Hold on, flipping.
Delivery for Mr. J. Rage? That's Jai Raj, and thank you very much for my lunch. Think I'll pay the man.
Hey, I think I found something. I think it might fit the new format.
Oh, mega fascinating. Spit it out.
It's Timothy by the Boys.
What kind of boys are you talking about here? Altar boys? Boy Scouts? Rent boys? Come on, man.
No. Not those kinds of boys. It's the buoys, as in the, you know, the maritime sense of boys.
What? Buoys, you know, like the floating bathroom for seagulls. But why would a group... never mind. Let's get to the song. What the hell's name again?
Timothy. It was a one-hit wonder in the 70s. Hold on. Let me cue it up.
Yeah, hey, I remember that song. Yeah, it had a great groove with interesting chords. I almost thought it could be a campfire song, a sing-along song. But I do remember there was some kind of controversy with the lyrical content when it first came out. But strangely, I can't think of it. It's just gone from my head.
All right, let's get on with it now. But not that now, I mean this now. Now! Every time I say now, it's ancient history. I mean this now is what I just said, but now. Just play it while I eat my lunch.
Oh yeah, what are you having?
Chicken tikka, if it's all the same to you. And it's good. I mean real good. Maybe I should have these guys as a sponsor. Chicken tikka. Look, nobody enjoys chicken tikka more than I do.
Do you have a lot of it?
Yes, I've got some naan and some aloo paratha too, and some sagaloo and some pacoima, so don't even talk to me about it, okay? Why are you asking these dopey questions?
Can I play the song now?
Yes. In a mind that had caved in. Got that. And everyone knows the only ones left, what was it, were Joe and me and Tim. Okay, it's about a mind that caved in and there were three survivors, right? They were the only ones left, Joe and me and Tim. Three of them. This sounds like a washout.
Oh, hold on. We're going to play some more. Let's play some more.
Okay, I thought there was three, and now there's two. What gives? This doesn't stack up. It's boring, except for the music. It's kind of peppy. I like it, but there's something strange about it because it's in a minor key. You know what I mean? It keeps feeling sort of sad.
A little bit. Okay, here's some more.
And this was a hit. Why? Because Timothy went somewhere? Ah, mango lassie. A frothy, viscous drink with yogurt and honey. Va-va-voom.
Can we listen to the song and not the menu from your favorite restaurant?
Understand why these two guys were celebrating after a coal mine accident.
No, you got it wrong. This is being told by me. You know, it's the guy who's recounting the story in retrospect.
So wait a minute. We're talking about what happened back in the coal mine. Why? The best part is getting out, wouldn't you say? I mean, that's all we need to be concerned with.
No, not quite. If you heard, Jairaj, Joe said he would give his soul for a piece of meat.
I hope it's not cow.
No, it's not cow.
Oh, good. Thank goodness. I thought you were going to lay something real heavy on me, like messing with my religion or something.
Timothy, Joe was looking at you. Timothy, God, what did we do?
Da-da-dee-da-da-da. You know, it's a fun song to sing along with. I'll give you that much.
He and I have something in common. We both have full bellies. Now, wait a minute. Was this retrospect? I mean, these guys were saying these things to a guy that didn't make it before they were rescued. Meanwhile, their bellies were full. And wait a minute. This is deeply disturbing. Profoundly disturbing. What is this song really about? I thought you could read between the lines. This is a song about cannibalism, you big dope.
You mean they ate?
Yeah, Timothy.
Oh, Timothy? They ate?
What? What? Was that food bad?
Wow, that chunk sounded like samosa. Definitely samosa.
Egg. Oh, I know how you feel, buddy, barfing on your own menu. We've all done that.
Well, you know. Oh, my throat hurts, and this is the worst.
Oh, man, tikka burn.
Oh, man, what a stench. What on earth happened up in here?
Shut up and announce, and then get a mop.
Time now for more Detroit Home Companion with your host, Harlington Fartfinger. Well, welcome, friends, to another installment in the ongoing saga of Billy Bastard, amateur human being. Now, when we last left Billy, he was higher than a shithouse rat. He was stuck under the covers in the presidential bedroom in the White House. And it was at that moment he was being visited by the disembodied ghost head of Abraham Lincoln. But first, a little musical refresher from our old friend Floyd Smoot and his all-day hangovers. Take it away, Floyd.
The bad guys went and done it. They made a hybrid car. People sitting on a turlet wonder, will it go real far? It runs on secret fuel X made from human doot. It's the dirty truth of it, or my name isn't Smoot. Cornhole Inc. collects it and sells it back to you. Yes, you say it's disgusting, a car that runs on poo. Back in the Lincoln bedroom, it's the ghost of Honest Abe. Paranormal hallucinations, for Billy, it's the Twilight Zone. A car that runs on human doot.
Smoot and the all-day hangovers, thank you.
Billy, it's up to you. You need to save America. You must fight the cowards, the evil cowards that be.
Just then, a third pair of eyes appears. It's the ghost head of Benjamin Franklin.
You probably don't recognize me on account that most likely you've never had a $100 bill before.
Freaked out, Billy bolts from under the blankets.
only to be greeted by a chorus of floating, disembodied, dead presidential heads. They encircle the room. Look, there's George Washington.
Hello, Billy.
And Thomas Jefferson.
Buck up, Billy. It's time for some real work.
Then, the great John Adams.
I did not draft the Declaration to watch it go to shit, Billy. Just saying.
And of course, who could forget Theodore Roosevelt?
Bully! I mean Billy! Get action, Billy! Man was never intended to become an oyster!
What? They join together in a musical number, but not before they kick Ben Franklin out of the bed.
Hey, watch it! I've got gout! I was the first Postmaster General, don't you know?
Fight the cowards. Fight the cowards that be.
New millennium, no slumber, get out from under. It's time to get up and bring the thunder. Your new life is gonna start, and here's your new goal.
William Q. Bastard.
Listen, here's your mission, y'all. Got to be willing to be winning.
Hey.
You getting what I'm bringing? Gotta get up and go.
William Q.
99% sweating, and 1%ers keep trolling. Gotta stop what they want.
True.
To hell with their creed.
Damn right.
Quit buffing the floor, get your ass out the door, and fight the cowards that be. Fight the cowards.
Right now, these are the times to make up your mind. The cornhole industry's to be denied. It's 0 hour. Enough is enough. Here's the part straight from the heart. It's up to you, brother bastard, to stop OCH. Fight the cowards. Fight the cowards. Fight the cowards. Fight the cowards.
When the ghost of FDR rolls up in a wheelchair, Billy is overcome with presidential sensory overload.
Ah!
Billy passes out, only to transform moments later into XJB, Extreme James Brown, a supercharged superhero. JB bursts out of the top of the White House and flies to Gitmo. There, he confronts the general and his CIA cohorts and conducts his own interrogation. After the waterboarding, the ironing boarding, and the feathered tickle torture. XJB finds out about the vice president's nefarious master plan.
What do you know? This torture stuff really works! In the right hands!
XJB must now find the location of the vice president's Mexican headquarters. So, south of the border, he must fly. But first, he stops back in town to leave an oxygen tank for his mom, which he leaves on her front porch with a note that reads,
Here's a new oxygen tank for you, Mom. Love, Billy.
Next, he tracks down his buddy, Miguel.
Billy, you look great. You look like a million pesos.
XJB explains to Miguel that he is now a superhero and needs his help because he's on a mission to Mexico, only he doesn't know Spanish.
But I'm not a superhero.
Yeah, but you've got Mexican pride. That's even better.
Miguel agrees to be his sidekick and grabs his best Mexican wrestler costume, adorned with a big M on the chest.
But Billy, I can't fly.
Oh, that's okay. You got a truck, right? Let's drive.
Later, at the White House, the president is busy in the Oval Office when a worse-for-wear Gus flies into an open window and lands on the president's desk in an exhausted heap. The startled president looks down.
Hey, little fella. How did you get in here?
With his last ounce of energy, Gus hands the president printouts of his internet investigations.
Citizen Gus, at your service.
The president examines the papers. A concerned expression crosses his face.
Hey, Jairaj, how you feeling?
Oh, no, not you again. There has to be some way to cut you guys off.
Jairaj, are you messing with that board again? Remember what I said, you can't touch the...
Don't tell me what to do. No one tells me what to do. If I want to touch that glowing green button... Yeah, that purple switch... Then I'll bloody well do it.
Jairaj, don't do it. I'm telling you, it's too dangerous.
And I told you, don't tell me what to do.
Come on, Jairaj, are you going to let this Mexican on a bicycle boss you around?
No, I am most certainly not. If I want to touch this glowing green button and this purple switch...
Button.
...at the same time, then that's what I'll do.
Hey, hey, what's going on in here? The board isn't even paid off yet.
Gotta go.
Bye.
My arm! My arm! Ah!
Better call 911.
Yeah, you do that. I gotta call the Chechens.
Hello, 911. There's a guy.
Yes, what do you want, bitch?
Yeah, Gregor, get your buddy. Yes. I got a couple of problems that I need taken care of.
Okay, tiny bitch boss.